to makeup stories. My name is Orion. Go to makeupstories.com to join the makeup club.
Okay, Jesse, what do you want tonight's makeup story to be about?
I want to be about a machine that says shh, because you don't think there's monsters, and there is.
Okay, a machine that says shh, because you don't think there's monsters, and there is. And Jonah, what do you want?
A golden castle.
Which Jesse does think there is monsters, so he understands the word shh.
Okay, and Jonah wants a golden castle. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And it was dinner time, and Jesse was drawing on a piece of paper using some crayons. And there were some things that Jesse didn't really know how to draw, but there were one thing that he did know how to draw was like some grass and a sun in the sky. And so Jesse drew some grass on the ground, and he drew a little house that had a square and a roof, and he even made a door on the house. And then he started to draw the sun on the top of the piece of paper using some of his orange crayon. But then after he was drawing the sun, he realized that he made a mistake in the drawing and the sun wasn't the right shape because he made the sun a little bit too square, and really the sun is supposed to be round. And so Jesse,
he got a different piece of paper and drawed it wide.
Well, before he got a different piece of paper, Jesse used some black crayon to cross out the sun. And when Jesse started putting the black crayon color on top of the sun that he drew, outside, the sun, which was setting, suddenly turned off. It was like the big light bulb in the middle of the sun just turned off. It was still light inside Jesse's house because the lights were on, but outside, you could see the stars, and suddenly the sun had disappeared. Jesse told his dad that it was because of his drawing. It was because he drew that black crayon on top of the sun that the sun went away. And so they looked outside and they saw some...
Because Santa thought, like, Jesse always wanted it dark so he can see the stars every day.
Yeah, that's what Santa thought. And Jesse told his dad that he was going to try to draw with another piece of paper, and he drew the sun better that time. And when he drew the sun better, the sun reappeared in the sky, and it was sunset again. And so that's when Jesse realized that he could put two suns in the same drawing. And so he put another sun on the other top corner of the paper, and then he looked outside, and there was another sun that appeared outside. And then it got too bright, and it was like it was dinner time, and the sun was supposed to be setting, but it was too light outside. And so Jesse decided to X out one of the suns, and suddenly that second sun turned off in the sky. Well, then Jesse decided that he would draw a rocket ship on his paper. And he was pretty good at drawing rocket ships because that's not so hard to draw. So he drew a rocket ship, and then he looked outside his window, and suddenly there was a rocket ship outside. So he told his brother Jonah that they should go in the rocket ship, but that they would need to bring the paper with them and also the crayons so that they could control what happened. So Jesse and Jonah went outside, and they opened up the door to the rocket ship. Jonah, were you going to say something?
Yeah, the reason it's really easy to draw a rocket ship is because this is a really simple one, but if you just draw a rectangle and then you draw a square in the middle of that, put a long triangle on the top, and then a short triangle on the bottom.
Yeah, that's a good way to draw a rocket ship. And you could also use, like, orange crayon or something to make fire look like it's coming out on the bottom, or even red crayon if you want it to be a different color fire. But anyway, there's a real rocket ship that appeared outside of Jonah and Jesse's house. And Jonah and Jesse opened the door to the rocket ship, and Jesse brought the crayons and the piece of paper with him inside the rocket ship. And when he got in the rocket ship, he accidentally, like, scribbled a little bit on the piece of paper, and he closed the door to the rocket ship. And Jesse and Jonah, like, buckled up in the seats in the rocket ship, and they were getting ready for takeoff when suddenly Jesse heard a noise that went, shh. And Jonah said, "Jesse, did you hear that?" And Jesse said, "Yeah, I did, but I don't know what that was." And Jonah said, "I don't think it was the rocket engines." And Jesse said, "I think there's a monster in the rocket ship." Jonah and Jesse looked around, but it was too dark to see in the rocket ship. And so Jesse had an idea. He drew a light bulb on his paper because he was still holding the paper and had the crayons. And suddenly, a light bulb appeared in the rocket ship, and he could see everywhere. Well, that's when things got a little bit scary, because when Jesse turned around, he saw that there was a monster. The monster was kind of like, it looked a little bit like a trophy. But a trophy that, like, you could put your hand through the trophy, and it was, like, a little bit crooked. And it had a mouth. It could talk. And the monster was also holding, like, candles in each of the monster's hands.
And it was a nice monster.
And Jesse told Jonah not to worry, because if the monster was holding candles, it was probably like a nice monster that was from a different planet. And that's why it was in the rocket ship, because it was its birthday. And that's why it had the candles and it needed to go back to that planet to celebrate its birthday. But Jonah said, "But Jesse, how did the monster even appear?" And that's when Jesse looked at his piece of paper and he saw that it was because he scribbled by accident when he was walking into the rocket ship. And that scribble was the shape of the monster. So Jesse realized that it was his fault. He created the monster. So Jonah decided that the best thing for him to do
was X out the paper. The scribbles.
Yeah, well, Jonah actually told Jesse that he should draw a circle around it. And so they drew a circle around the monster, and then there was like a big, clear soccer ball that you could see through that went right around the monster, and the monster was stuck inside of it. But then Jesse and Jonah felt bad because the monster wasn't trying to be mean. The reason the monster was saying, is because the monster wanted everyone to sing happy birthday to it, and he thought that the rocket engines were way too loud to sing happy birthday. So Jesse decided to X out the circle that he drew around the monster, and he let the monster go from that clear soccer ball that was holding the monster trapped. And when the monster got out, they decided they would have a little birthday party in the rocket ship for the monster. And the monster was really happy that they decided to do it. And the monster even made a birthday cake appear out of thin air. So the birthday cake just appeared. And the birthday cake was so special since it came from a different planet that the birthday cake kind of, like, part of it tasted like lollipop, part of it tasted like donut, part of it tasted like ice cream, Part of it tasted like chocolate. Part of it tasted like cupcake. And part of it tasted like caramel. It was such a yummy birthday cake. And what was even better is that when you took one bite of the birthday cake, then there were two extra pieces that went on the birthday cake. So it just got bigger and bigger. And so they ended up having a really fun party. And the like monster that said, shh, it made like whistles. And they all blew the whistles in the party until Jesse and Jonah realized that they should probably go back inside because it was bedtime. And so that's when Jesse gave the monster the piece of paper that he drew on. And then they went outside back to Jonah and Jesse's house. And when they got inside the house, Jesse drew a blast-off picture for the rocket ship. And the rocket ship blasted off to outer space, and they never saw the friendly monster again. And Jesse and Jonah lived happily ever after. The end.
My name is Yandin. Thanks for listening to the story. Make.stories.com to join the club. Tell your friends.
Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Make It Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called storybird.ai, and storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free. There's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.